whatever. I hope you're just replete and ready for the afternoon program. And it's just as great as the morning program was. And it's fun to see you all back up into the shade. I don't blame you, but don't say a word about the hot sun, because we're just so blessed to have it. Opening the afternoon program, if I can just turn the page to the right thing, here it is, are Bill Russell and his friend Harold. And I think they might be going to do a little picking for us. Oh, well, it grew, as things often do. A real dobro player. We haven't had one on the program so far. And they're down from Dade City Way. Let's give them a big hand.
First one we got this afternoon is an old breakdown called named the Chinese Breakdown, T.O.D. Thank you. Now the next one we've got is going to a little singer here that's 9 years old, Teresa Grantham. Go let her sing one for you. Tiny Bow. sneak them in, doesn't you? Saying keep walking for you.
I searched and I searched for the road that leads to glory. I wondered if I'd ever find the way. I sat down to rest, for my feet have gone so weary. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking.
We're going to give you a little bit of old Home Sweet Home. I think everybody knows this one.
Now, I'm sure you recognize that as the real thing. It's real folk coming from the folk. And I think it's wonderful to see these children being taught in the oral tradition. And this is the right way. Now, let's welcome the king of the 12-string guitar here for the first time, Ken Spooner. Ken, where are you from? Ken is from Clearwater.
This is some old tune called Stealing. It's a folk process tune. A lot of familiar melodies. Can we do something about that? Feedback. All I hear is whoa.
Whoa.
Early one morning, sun was shining, and I'm lying in bed. Wondering if she changed it all, if her hair was still red. A book said our lives together, sure it's gonna be rough. They never did like a mama's homemade bread, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I'm standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes. Heading up for the East Coast, God knows I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blues. She was married when we first met. Soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I kinda used a lot of force. We rode the car as far as we could, abandoned it out west, and split up on the docks one night, both agreeing it might be best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. Heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell. I never liked it all that great, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, I'm lucky to be employed. Working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. And all the while I was alone, my past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blues. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I kept on looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. But later on, when the crowd thinned out, I'm just about to do the same. She's standing there in the back of my chair, saying, hey, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. Gotta say I got a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces on my shoes. Tangled up in blues. So Now I'm going back again, gotta get to her somehow. And all the people we used to know are illusions to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenter's wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what to do with their lives. I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. Always saw things the same. We just saw it from a different point of view. Angles up in blues.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here. I'd like to leave you with an old Doc Watson, an old Delmore Brothers, rather, song that Doc Watson kind of repopularized. Kind of have a version of it for 12-string guitar called Deep River Blues.
Get them deep river blues. Just give me back my old boat. Well, I'm gonna sail her if she'll float. I got them deep river blues. Going down the Muscle Shoals, times all bitter there, I'm told. Cause I got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, well, I go down, don't you see, cause I got them deep river blues. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, if I sink, just let me die, cause I got them deep river blues. I got them deep river blues. Did I got them deep river blues?
So long, thanks a lot. See you later.
Thank you. Ken, he is a king of the 12-string guitar, isn't he? Let's give him another hand. And again, I want to pay tribute to Stereo 90, who's furnishing the sound for our folk festival in return for taping. And they have some schedules of what they play, and they're free, and we hope you'll pick them up. And our programs are being sold by the FFA boys back there under that tent. And boys, I think you all ought to bring some down in case somebody wants one and doesn't want to miss anything. Now, let's welcome to the stage again Barbara Muller from Lake Mary. Barbara is a terrific musician. She plays many, many instruments. She's a teacher, amongst other things. Barbara.
Thank you, Cousin Bill. We won't go into that, amongst other things. I'd like to share a couple of Australian songs with you this afternoon. We don't hear too many of those. And the first one deals with what I think is the Australian national beverage, beer. And this is about a group of people who have discovered a dreadful predicament. They've stumbled into a pub with no beer. Oh, it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, around the campfire at night when the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, than to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer. Now up comes a tramp, smothered in dust and flies. He walks up to the bar, wipes the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, "What's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming bloody miles to a pub with no beer." Oh, Billy the blacksmith, first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're early, dear." And then he breaks down and tells her, "The pub's got no beer." Well, the whole town's on edge, everyone's looking glum, and there's a faraway look in the eyes of the bum. A maid's gone all cranky, and the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. It's like coming to Georgia or Florida and not finding any cold beer along the way. This next song you all know the title of, and it's the Australian National Anthem. But it's a tune that you don't hear too often here in the States. Now, once you catch on to the chorus, join in with me. It goes like this. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda, me darling. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Waltzin' Matilda and leading a water bag. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Try that with me. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda, me darling. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Waltzin' Matilda and leading a water bag. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Chicken. You'll get it as we go around. Once a jolly swagman camped in a billabong under the shade of a cultivar tree. And he sang as he sat and watched his billy boiling. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda, me darling. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Waltzin' Matilda and leading a water bag. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Down came a jumbuck to drink at the water hole. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. He sang as he stuffed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda, me darling. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Waltzin' Matilda and leading a water bag. Ooh, come a waltzin' Matilda with me. Down came the squatter a-riding his thoroughbred. Down came policemen, one, two, three. saying, whose is that young buck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltz in Matilda with me. You'll come a waltz in Matilda, me darling. You'll come a waltz in Matilda with me. Waltz in Matilda and leading a water bag. You'll come a waltz in Matilda with me. Up jumped the swag man and jumped in the water bowl, drowning himself by the coolibar tree. And his ghost can be heard as it sings in the billabong. Who'll come a waltz in Matilda with me? Who'll come a waltz in Matilda, me darling? Who'll come a waltz in Matilda with me? Waltz in Matilda, I'm bleeding a water bag. Who'll come a waltz in Matilda with me? Now we'll take a quick jump to northern England, to one of the most beautiful love songs I know of. It's called The Waters of Tyne. It refers to the Tyne River. The last two songs are traditional for me to do at the festival, and I figure now's a good time to do them if we can get the sound system under control over here. I'm being accompanied by microphone. This song comes from the English music hall tradition of the turn of the century, and it requires okay, oh, great. You're hired. We'll keep him. Thank you. Yes. We should give the microphone a hand, too, at the end. Anyway, this song requires a participation by the audience with great gusto. Now, you have to assume you've had several liters of good Guinness ale, and you're feeling no pain, and it's a Friday night, and you don't have to get up and go to work the next day. And the chorus of the song goes like this. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. Got that? That's not quite as hard as Waltzing Matilda. Try it. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. Well, I can hear Cousin Thelma over there, but I can't hear you all. All right, you and I'll sing it. Okay. Our old cat died last night. The wife said, bury it out of sight. We don't have a yard because we're living in a flat. So what was I to do with the body of the cat? A big brown paper bag I spied and popped our dear old cat inside. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I went into a pub to have a whiskey neat and gently laid me burden underneath the seat. I hadn't gotten more than halfway down the town when I heard a voice behind me. It was your parcel, Mr. Brown. And I had to stop and give the bloody fool a half a crown for bringing me the body in the bag. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I heaved it in the river, but the hero of some play jumped right in to save it, crying hip, 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 hooray. He says to me, I don't do this as a rule, and so I'm rather wet and also rather cool. So I had to take me trousers and give them to the fool for bringing me the body in the bag. So I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I crept up some stairs as quiet as any mouse and gently laid me burden on the doorstep of an house. The door flew open and a lady dressed in blue says, pardonnez-moi, monsieur, but do you parlez-vous? I said, good heavens, no, my dear, got better things to do, and skedaddled with me body in the bag. So off I went with the body in the bag, the body in the bag, ta-ra-ra. As I was going homeward, my feet began to drag when I thought I felt a movement from inside the bag. I looked inside and heard a plaintive meow. Don't worry, Tabby said, it's all right now. And there were seven little bodies in the bag. So off I went with the bodies in the bag, the bodies in the bag, ta-ra-ra. I'd like to finish up with another one of my favorites, and it's fun because Cousin Thelma sings it along with me, and it'll take us a second to get set up here.
While she's getting set up, we have one of my favorite play pretties. I have a nice collection of play pretties, and some of you know that I visit in the schools a lot and take along my play pretties and my tales that I've collected through the years. And Jack Limberlegs is, I believe, my favorite. He's a very traditional toy. In the old days when... Well, even if there'd been money, there wasn't a store, and a child was lucky to get one play pretty, and it was usually a homemade one. My daddy used to make our play pretties for us, and I've had many Jack Limberlegs, and this black one is my very most favorite. I'll show you my whole collection sometime.
Okay. Now, the song is... a traditional song. It's got a chorus that we'll need you to sing on. And we'll start out with that chorus. Whoops. So you know what somebody did to me? They retuned my dulcimer. Okay. This is what happens when other people get hold of your instruments and they do things to it. And you can't assume that it hasn't been retuned. And if you don't live right, you can't get it tuned. We will now have 30 seconds of dulcimer tuning. Well, that'll have to do. What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? If he won't go to sleepy, oh? Wrapped him up in calico, wrapped him up in calico, wrapped him up in calico, send him to his mammy, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? He won't go to sleepy, oh? Wrapped him up in a table. Tablecloth, wrap him up in a tablecloth, throw him up in an oven lot. What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? He won't go to sleepy, oh. Tell his daddy when he comes home, tell his daddy when he comes home, tell his daddy when he comes home, give old Bluey a chicken bone. What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? Dance him north and dance him south, dance him north and dance him south, dance him north and dance him south, pour a little moonshine in his mouth. Oh, what'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? He won't go to sleepy, oh. Every time the baby cries, stick my finger in the baby's eye. That's what I do with the baby, oh. That's what I do with the baby, oh. Oh, what'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? He won't go to sleepy, oh. Thank you.
Well, that was fun. Now, let's welcome back to the stage the beautiful ethnic dancers from down Tarpon Springs way, the Tarpon Springs Greek dancers. They've been here many times, and we love them and welcome them.